Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 245. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 245. We're doing this on a Monday, the day before the inauguration, Obama's inauguration. But yeah, we're going to talk about that later. But so how
it's
are
MLK.
You? MLK. Yeah, it's MLK today, yeah. That's why Mike is here. He doesn't have work today. And since tomorrow's inauguration, he's also here. So he surprised me. I thought he'll be back. He'll be driving back on Sunday, but he's here until tomorrow, which is awesome. Yeah. So, Mike is still here. He's here for.
So, do they have school tomorrow? Do they have school tomorrow?
No, there's no
school tomorrow. Or is the college supposed to have inauguration? Yeah. See, everybody got pretty much everybody I knew got the day off, and then some of them are taking tomorrow off because of the inauguration. And I was just like, and we all, my company, we got to work.
So. Yeah. Me too. I have to work also, so. Oh, well. But it's all fun. But anyway, let's do some weekend updates. And the first things first, what happened last Friday night is pretty big.
Well, the Houston area Bears were nominated for the Grand Marshal for the 2009 Pride Parade here in Houston. And we were nominated as Grand Marshal Organization. Mm-hmm. So now we got to go harass people and coax them into voting for us so we can win.
Yeah.
Because they have different voting all over town for the next couple months. So, and the organization that gets the most votes wins. So.
Yeah, I hope
we. And we are up against the Greater Houston Chamber, the Greater Houston GLBT Chamber of Commerce, the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum, and Legacy Community Health Services.
Wow.
So. So we got some big contenders to compete against. So
I hope we win. That'd be awesome. You'll be in the very front. That's what's gonna happen.
We'll be in the very front. Well, here's the pluses for HIB. We'll be in the front. If I remember correctly, the Pride Parade provides the float for us, so we don't have to build a float or spend money on that. And we're done with the parade early because we're at the front. So
yeah,
yay!
Well, good luck to.
But ultimately for the triad. And most of us, it's like, we don't have to build a float, even better.
So. Yeah, you don't have to work too much. You just need dancers.
That's right.
You need more people on the float. Yeah. Wow, so that's, yeah, I was there. We were at Tony's Corner Pocket, and I participated in, doing the voting, registration and voting. And I hope we win. I hope the Houston Air Bears get the... The position, the first position, to be the Grand Marshal for that week for Pride. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and they have several different categories for a Grand Marshal. They have men, women, honorary, and organization. So that's how they break the Grand Marshals down for Pride in Houston. So.
I see. It's not just one. Okay.
It's not just one. Mm-hmm. It's not like Highlander. They can't only be just one.
Yeah. But the. If we become the Grand Marshal this year, next year you cannot be the Grand Marshal. I mean, you cannot be nominated again.
I don't think you'd be nominated again, but this is the first time we've ever been nominated in our 16 years of existence, as far as I know, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. I sure hope we get it, yeah. But,
It's all based on community service and stuff, so, I mean... Mm-hmm. We do our fair share of that, so hopefully we can get some votes. So.
Yeah, we do that. We have we support Hatch and the Montrose Conference.
We support Hatch. We support most of the other clubs in Houston by doing support stuff for them, and we offer free HIV testing and everything every month, and STD testing. So, I mean, there's a lot we do. So
yeah, there's a lot we do. Yeah, but anyway, okay. So moving on, we have Saturday. Yeah,
you had visitors, didn't you?
You have visitors, yeah. Somebody, a small family came over. Garen, Andrew, and baby Adrian came over Saturday, so Mike and I had to cook up a nice dinner for them. And they enjoyed it. Well, of course, Adrian can't eat it. And yeah, they came over and they played around the living room.
Have y'all taught him how to use the? Have you gotten trained on how to use chopsticks yet?
No.
So you grasp that concept.
He's too far from that, and we don't have chopsticks anyway. And yeah, but he's so cute. He's so sturdy now. He's solid now. He's not like before. You know, he's it's hard to handle him because he was so fragile. And now he runs around. Well, not really runs around, but he walks around now. He tries to stand up. You help him walk a bit, and he's learning to walk. I think he's crawling and stuff, but just amazing. Very soon he's gonna be walking. Probably a few more months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
such an amazing kid. But yeah, we were here and just home, just hanged out and had some Mike's special pork roast. You tried Mike's pork roast, remember before, right? It's the same menu that he cooked when we did the video with John. The gay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was very good.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he did the same thing. So that was good. It was a good dinner. Mm-hmm. And then since they have the baby, they didn't have to stay. They couldn't stay so long. So they had to leave.
I know. This baby got to get to bed. You got to keep baby on schedule.
That's right.
So, anyway. This baby schedule up, baby will keep you up all night.
Yeah. So that night, what did you do? What did you do that night, Saturday night?
That night, I went to the Sheraton up at the Intercontinental Airport and partied with Erickses. The Bears bartended for them in their hospitality suite for coronation. So they had their big coronation, and it was a huge event because I think the U.S. court, the national court, was there because they were having their general meeting and everything. So it was a big crowd, and we had a good time was had by all. Our newest member, Don, and I were in our kilts. Of course, Don was in his leather kilt.
Ooh, Ray in a kilt. Ooh.
And I was in my utility kilt, and we were sitting there bartending. And poor Don, he's so cute. He's such a good-looking guy. And everybody was all up on him because he didn't have a shirt on. He had on this little leather kilt thing, and everybody was harassing him and just giving him a hard time. But he had a good time, and
nobody harassed you for wearing a kilt? Just a few?
No.
No?
Not with Don there. I was, you had pretty boy bear there, and then you had my old tired fat ass. Yeah, nobody paid any attention to me. So.
Wow. Must be nice. But, okay, after that, you went home really late.
Yes, I don't think I got home until 5 a.m. Sunday morning because the bar didn't get shut down until 4. And then I had to take care of I was working on taking care of some other stuff, and it kind of fell through.
Okay, I don't get it. So. Why would a party last until 5 o'clock? Is there a lot of dancing? Is there a dance?
There's just a lot of drunks. Hello?
Ugh.
No, they didn't get the stuff didn't get started until midnight. I mean, they don't get done with coronation and everything. And congratulations to J.P. Gill and Marsha Mink. That's the new Emperor and Empress of Houston. And I don't forget what ring this is. I'm sure I'm going to be beat for that for some reason, but I don't know that. But.
Yeah.
But
still, 5 a.m., give me a break. Wow.
Midnight, and then it went from basically midnight to 4, and then you clean up and stuff. So, Erickson's nice. They had some libations left over, so they donated them to the Bears for Bear Watch. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
So we got
something out
of
it.
Yeah, we got some extra beer. Yeah, so which we always, and not only that, I mean, we don't have to get anything out of it, but we get to keep tips for the club. We have a tip jar. It's actually fun to do. I mean, it gets hilarious. I mean, because nobody can drink like Drag Queen. I mean, they really? Will drink a fish underwater.
Uh-huh.
But, it's just, they have some very colorful people there, and it's quite interesting. They also have some very cute little boys up in there running around, too. So it was some nice eye candy for me.
Well, as long as always, there's some for you. Mm-hmm. Wow, I missed that one. Where was it again? It's near the airport, right? Okay. Well,
it's at the church, right next to the airport. So
I see. Well, it's pretty.
And boy, the straight men, some of the looks that they were given, it was like, what have
they
got?
They're just jealous. They're just jealous of the guys wearing kilts, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure some questioning guys got laid that night for sure if they were in the hotel. So.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. You went home early. Yeah, you went home early in the morning. Well, Mike and I just stayed home most of the day. No, not most of the day, but most of the morning. And then we watched three movies Sunday. Yeah, it's the most we've ever watched, ever.
Power movie watching, huh?
Yeah, power movie. We watched Gran Torino, The Reader, and Frost Nixon. But it's kind of spread out the whole night, the whole afternoon until the evening. Yeah. So Gran Torino is the movie with Clint Eastwood. It's about an old veteran who took care of this Asian family. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie. So.
And they have these funny lines, funny one-liners, and there are times that are you know, there's bad acting. There was some bad acting, but some of the lines are really funny. So I really suggest it. I really recommend it. I mean, and yeah.
What about Frost Nixon? It's supposed to be a historical account of the last interview of.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, it's about it's the interview after the months after Richard Nixon's resignation, and David Frost interviewed him. And well, it was very historical, and for me, it was educational. Okay. So Mike was telling
did
me.
Did it ever actually get aired?
Yes, it did. I mean,
It was the actual interview. Okay.
Yeah, it was aired and it was syndicated, and nobody in the U.S. would want to carry it, but they recorded it to themselves, and they were like podcasters. They recorded it first and then aired it. So yeah, and then it's pretty good because Mike says, I was asking Mike. He said it's pretty accurate, you know, the conversations, all the gestures and all the facial expressions, and they did a pretty good job. And yeah, that's another movie. That's why I wanted to watch it, because I wanted to see how would they reenact what happened back then. So okay. that's Frost Nixon, and then the other one, the one in between, we watched The Reader with Kate Winslet, and you would think it's not Titanic 2. Or anything, but it's about I think of her as a pedophile woman who had an affair with a kid, and then the kid
grew up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't remember the guy's name. And then when the kid grew up, he found out that the woman he had an affair with was convicted for being a Nazi. So that's where the story comes in. The story is pretty good, but you know, I would say, you know, there's a lot of adult scenes in the beginning, and then it just became serious towards the end. It became just storytelling. It's about why is it The Reader, because Kate Winslet's character likes to hear somebody reading to her, so it's good. So there is and it was funny. There was a part there where the guy was recording. He was also like a podcaster, you know, having a microphone up his mouth and just recording. It's good. However, The Reader, among those three, I liked Gran Torino the most. And then Frost Nixon. So yeah, Gran Torino. You got to watch it. Try watching it, one of those movies this week. This weekend. So Gran Torino, you should watch it. Yeah.
Well, I'll try to work it into my busy schedule. So.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Oh, and don't forget, Underworld opens this week.
Oh, is it this weekend? Okay. Oh, we have to watch it. I've seen, it's supposed to be a prequel, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a prequel. Okay. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
We'll watch it. If not this coming weekend, then we can do it. But anyway, let's go to an email. Somebody responded to you. Yeah, we got it's an email for you. It's for us, but it's an email. It's from John. I think it's from Houston. And thank you, John, for sending us a holiday card. It came a little late. But
he loves us. He really loves us.
He loves us, yeah. So thanks, John. It arrived probably a week or two after Christmas, but it's better late than never. And thank you for the holiday card. It's really sweet of you. Okay, so here's this email. Okay, here's my thought. Sounds like you really want companionship, right? Okay, so without the drama or other negative parts of a long-term relationship, if you don't really like eating dinner by yourself, but you don't want a long-term relationship immediately, and you don't want a string of dinner dates, the only alternative I see is a buddy or a group of buddies who aren't fuck buddies. So no fuck buddies. That's not good. That's no good. Anyway, okay. I'm pretty sure that that's not what you want in the long run, but it could. But it could work in the short term if there are people who want that with you. Okay, so that could be a big if, though. That's what he said. Okay, next paragraph. And please, if for some reason you if you want the Dr. John psychologist guy on your show again, I guess he listened to that one from last year, get him to talk about the things that make gay relationships different, rather than giving fluffy advice that could have come from Oprah or Dr. Phil. It's from John. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
So what do you think of that? Buddies? Fuck buddies?
Well,
no fuck buddies?
Well,
just buddies.
Well, I think that's the thing that most gay guys do when they break up. They go turn into whores and stuff, but I'm trying not to do that. It's hard, but I'm trying not to do that. But, and defining the whole buddies thing is hard because people who have been buddies of mine, now that I'm single, want to have sex with me, and I'm just like, it's just kind of blur some lines, and you know, it's nice getting the attention and being thought of that way, but usually in the mechanics of it, it doesn't work out that well. So, but I do have friends that buddies that I do stuff with. Of course, one of them's in Malaysia right now for the next 2.5 weeks. that I was hanging around and doing stuff with. So that's what the hard part is. The ones that I used to do that with are all busy or out of town right now. So, mm-hmm. You know, it just all seems to come up. But I understand, yeah. I mean, I just need somebody to help occupy my time, because it was like this weekend, sitting here all weekend, there was nobody here this weekend but me and Buddy.
Oh.
And I was, you know, I actually had a very good day Friday, and then I come home and it was just me and Buddy, and I was like nobody else is here. And then I started thinking about, well, now it's just going to be me and the dog. And what's the differences between sitting here now and sitting here before, except that I was sitting here and I knew John was here or something like that. So it's just odd getting used to all that. So, yeah. You know, being on my own again and not have to think about somebody else. And, you know, not, you know, if I want to have a conversation, go into the other room and talk to somebody or something like that. So it was just interesting. So. And I know it just takes time, and eventually I'll get going and getting some stuff straightened out. So,
well, one can be alone but not lonely. Actually,
true.
I heard that from my father, but yeah, I get to distract myself. Yeah, most of the time I'm alone too, you know, because Mike's in New Orleans and I'm always here. And during the week, I really just stay home most of the time. And although some friends of mine say, you know, the Omoypod people from Peter and Panama, they were saying I always go somewhere during the week, but most of the time I really stay home. I try my best to stay home, and I can go out. I have the ability to mingle with people during the week, but I try not to because you know, gas, you know, washing expenses at the same time takes a toll on you.
Well, see, that's going to be a big problem for me, too, because my total income structure has changed now. And it's just like, I don't want to sit here by myself, but I ain't got the money to go run around and burn gas up and go see movies and go eat out all the time. And because I got invited out this weekend, and I was just like, I can't go because I can't go afford to eat at the restaurant they were going to.
Oh.
I mean, it's just simple stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a total life. It's a real big life change. I mean, it would be nice to say, yeah, you know, just me and John broke up and, you know, it's just our relationship changed. But no, I mean, everything's changed. I mean, on the economic level, on personal level, on, you know, I have to completely rearrange how I've lived my life for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So, and it's just kind of daunting at times. So.
Have you considered walking the streets of Westheimer?
I'm 40. Nobody wants my old ass.
Okay. Just an idea. I don't know. Anyway, guys, if you have If you have advice or any comments or anything you want to say, email Ray@bearpodcast.com. So you can tell him any more advice. Thank you, John, for the email again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Our Woof, what a bear feature for this episode is Bear Hunt NYC. And, well, he's from New York, I guess. Yeah, NYC. Okay, let me read his profile here. Hey, guys, I host a private party, Bear Hunt NYC, for bears, chubs, and chasers once a week at my place in Manhattan. Email me if you're interested in joining my private group for some hot, sweaty, funny. Sweaty, funny. Okay. One-on-one. I'm looking for tops of color. Yeah. Yes, it's on Bear WWW, Bear Hunt NYC. His name is Danny. Pretty cute pic. Pixie's got here, and interesting poses, even some plumbing pictures. So if go to www.com/bearhuntnyc, and he'll be at TBRU. Okay, time for some bear events, guys. The Hairy Love Tunnel in Manchester, United Kingdom, on February 14th, Valentine's Day. Okay, a bi-monthly themed berry club night. Come down our hairy love tunnel on Valentine's Day. Hairy love tunnel. On Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th, for a berry, hairy, sweaty night out with the guys. Nice. It's for bears, cubs, chasers, and chubs. So go to manbears.co.uk for more info. And the other event for the show is Bears on Parade 4. Yeah, that's right. It's the fourth time they're doing it. It's the it's in New Orleans on February 15th. And it's by the bear group there in New Orleans. Okay, so come on down to the Big Easy and join the New Orleans Bear and Bear Trapper Social Club at their fourth annual Bears on Parade. Join us on St. Charles Avenue and enjoy two Mardi Gras parades back to back. It's a full day of fun, food, and dancing in the streets. A large number of friends ride in the parade, and the bears always catch loads. Of course, catch loads of throws. So come on out and pass a good time in the Big Easy at the Bears on Parade 4. So for more info, go to bearsofneworleans.com. Yeah, so I'm going to be there for Mardi Gras, so I'll probably hang out with them or see them on the road or on the parade. And I'll take pictures. You know what's funny? A couple of weeks ago when I went to New Orleans for an emergency, I had to meet up with my partner. We went to this restaurant called the Five Happiness. I didn't know. We just needed to. I didn't know that anybody's going to be there. It's just an impromptu thing. We wanted to go there, and we ended up wanting to eat Chinese food. And when I dropped by there, I saw the club there, the New Orleans Bear and Bear Trapper Social Club. Yeah, the bear group in New Orleans. And I saw Andre there and Stephen and Ed. And it was funny because, you know, I was not expecting. Maybe it's my bear dar or something that I ended up seeing them. So it was funny. So, yeah. So if you guys want to go to Mardi Gras, let me know. Maybe we can meet up there. Okay, let's go on with the show. And what else? Oh, yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, you have a story. You have a story that you told us before. Okay.
This is big, especially because it was supposed to be happening this weekend and over the inauguration. Okay. But a D.C. hotel, under pressure by their Christian right, cancels pig sex party.
Nice.
So here's what they have to say about that. Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, an organization apparently run by one man, Peter LaBarber, dedicated to fighting the homosexual agenda, is claiming something it hasn't been able to do for some time, a victory over the gay menace. AFTA has announced that the downtown Washington, D.C. hotel has canceled a pig sex orgy scheduled during the Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend this weekend, which was January 16th. And, you know, they go on touch it, blah, blah, blah. But what happened is this group started contacting the DoubleTree Hotel. And of course, I will say this, Gay Man, we are a little tacky on some things. The sponsor group may have not helped by nicknaming the party the Obama Inauguration Pig Sex Orgy.
That's the name? Advertise
stuff like that, it doesn't draw attention of wing nuts to that. So,
okay.
So the organizers of the Mid-Atlantic Conference that was happening this weekend, the hotel was holding out against this, and they were getting repeated calls in where the event was going to happen and everything, and it was, you know, trying to hold out. But the people contacted the corporate offices, and the corporate offices cut it off, shut it down.
Why did they have to name it? Should it just been a more discreet name, like
Bear Watch
or Pig Love? Or pig lovers.
Yeah. But see, I mean, you know, I can understand. I think everybody should have the right to call and do what they want to. But you also got to remember, I mean, some things are just a little too out there, and we ask for some of the stuff we get sometimes by doing stuff like this. But I still believe that they should have been able to have the event.
Yeah, definitely.
I think they should call it something else, but I think they should have been able to have the event. And I think it's wrong that corporate America is giving into pressure like that because they just don't want to deal with the aggravation. I mean,
is it because
of course, I'm sure they canceled the event and all those rooms were immediately opened up and they charged a higher price than what they'd already booked for the event because it was the inauguration weekend. They had them sitting there.
Yeah. But you know what they can do? They can still do it and go, people who registered or who are going there, just go on ahead and do hush hush, I guess. Do it somewhere else. I don't know. Why do they have to call it pig sex?
They had to cancel the whole event because they didn't have anywhere to move to. Because everything in D.C. is booked up. So,
Well, I just say I'll just say they should have just used a different name or something. Nothing that something that didn't attract.
But it still but it still pissed me off that it got canceled. I mean, you know, if you want to go have a pig sex party, you should be able to go have a pig sex party. If everybody there wants to be there.
Yeah.
So, and but this religious right group, it was kind of funny. If you go to Woodhill News and read more about that. So if y'all want to find out more about it. So, but you know, had to stop the homosexual agenda.
We're not going to link to them. We're just going to be mentioning. But I see what you're saying. I don't know. They still should have done it. I think so. Maybe one of the listeners or some of the listeners maybe going to the party and disappointed right now. Yeah, if you are, tell us about it. listeners out there, email us. If you are going to the pig sex party but you got pissed because it got canceled, just let us know and how it went.
Well, this is what I liked about the story. It says, the contretemps began with the ultra-right-wing news site World Net Daily, breaking the story that a private group of men unaffiliated with Mid-Atlantic Leather was planning a private invitational event at the DoubleTree, which is located in Rhode Island Avenue, Northwest. The invite, which Lavera claimed was emailed to him by Plant in the Gay World, told respondents to go to the second floor, which is where all the convention rooms are.
Mm-hmm. They had to call it Obama Inauguration Pig Sex Orgy. Nice. Nice name for a party.
Or can they just call it the Obama Tea, you know? But I think it's just funny that we have to deal with stupid shit like this. So
I know.
But so, okay.
Anyway.
On to what's the next topic?
Oh, next topic. About you. This is something
about you. You're going to put some Clorox in your butt.
Uh-huh. This is actually Mike's suggestion that we talk about. It's about anal bleaching, and I'm sure many podcasts before or radio stations or whatever, I don't know, other talk shows may have talked about this already, but something random we want to talk about. It's anal bleaching because this is a an introduction to what we're going to talk about later. But anal bleaching, I've seen some bear porn. Well, a lot of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I see that they're asshole areas match the rest of the skin. So I wonder if these bears do anal bleaching. So what do you think? What do you think, Ray?
I don't know. I mean, at first when you tell me about this, I'm like, what the hell is anal bleaching? I was right. Like, are they washing their ass with Clorox or something? Because admittedly, some guys out there need to wash their ass with Clorox because they can't get the funk off of it. But
okay.
Sometimes that shit just nasty and then they want you to eat the ass and it's like, oh no, computer says no.
Computer says no.
So, but actually this is more, for all the articles I've seen, there's a few articles, you know, that related to the gay men were doing it, but it was mostly related toward women doing it.
Oh, women
so
do it.
Okay. My question is, why are women doing this? I didn't think all these women liked anal sex. So why weren't they worried about what their butt looks like?
I don't know. Maybe when they, you know, when they
so is that just an urban myth that women don't like anal sex?
Mm-hmm. So. Well, maybe. But guys do it. Well, yeah, guys
Well, they're talking about this, you know, that guys are doing it.
So I was wondering about some bear porn that I've seen, because I've seen some, you know, some asses that really do match the skin, and I sometimes wonder if they did anal bleaching. So it's pretty. I'm just intrigued because I've seen some who don't also, and some are you know pretty dark in that area and. All light skin, the whole body, but then when it comes to the ass area, it's just really so dark. So, yeah. Sometimes it's not.
It's the darkest Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's I was just wondering if some of the bears in if you're a bear porn actor who's been out there who recorded a video or something that do you know if anyone or you yourself maybe did some anal bleaching? So let us know. I'm curious. Yeah, curious minds want to know. But anyway, so...
And did it improve your sex life? I mean, what is the purpose your tush to be a nice color?
I guess it's just really just for porn. Not necessarily for bear porn, but also for, you know, from other gay porn. They also do that just to make
I guess now I need to get a camera or something, get somebody to take a picture of my asshole so I know if I need to get anal bleaching or not.
Can't you just get a digital camera?
I've never personally seen my asshole because, you know, I'm a big boy and I just ain't that flexible. But
if I can see my asshole, then I can probably suck myself.
Or maybe I just need to get me a mirror and squat over it and see what winks back at me.
Okay, yeah. Or you can take your digital camera and. Do a snapshot or do those plumbing shots.
Obviously, if you take a digital picture of it, it's going to end up on internet somewhere, and I can't have that.
Well, it's for you. It's only for you. You don't have to send, okay, do I need, you don't take a picture of it and send it to someone and say, do I need anal bleaching? No, I don't think so.
I'll send it out to the ages of French group. Y'all think I need anal bleaching?
You think
Johnny Lee, what do you think?
You take a picture. What do you think? Do I need anal bleaching? You send your picture of your asshole. That is so fun. Okay.
For the ones of y'all that have been down there, email me and let me know if I need to be doing anal bleaching here.
Okay. Yeah, everybody out there, send us a picture of your ass and we'll tell you if you need anal bleaching.
No, you shouldn't say that. We don't need to see that.
No,
some
I'm kidding.
Things need to remain.
Okay, fine. I'm kidding. I just
unless you're a cute little chaser, then you can sing them on.
Ah, okay.
Ryan.
Yeah, from Toronto. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, okay. Anyway, let's get on. Let's go on. It's about a DVD that I was able to watch a couple of weeks ago when I was in New Orleans. My friend
is
Mark.
This porn.
Is this porn? This is porn. This is about porn. It's Bears of Venice, and of course, it's starring Venice Cub. Of course, Venice Cup. He has to be there. So
maybe you need to call Venice Cup because you have a personal relationship with him. Maybe you can ask him about anal bleaching.
Oh, I don't think he does. I think it's all natural. I think.
Yeah,
I've seen it up close. No, I haven't seen it up close.
About anal bleaching. Maybe just some weed whacking down there. You know what I'm saying? Some mowing the lawn.
Well, no, well, maybe waxing. You mean? Probably not. That would be painful, no. But anyway, okay, so... No, I don't think Venice Cub anal bleaches now. But I saw the video, and it's a new one from from Bear Films. It's a new DVD, and there are a couple of nice clips there. And they, whoop, Mike, hold on quick. Mike is attacking me. What?
See, if you had the camera on, I could see him naked again.
Wait, he saw me playing with my ass. I was checking if I need anal bleaching. Anyway, okay. So, okay, where was I? Okay, it's a very good DVD film that they did, and you know, it's sort of like a reality TV show, walking around talking to the camera, and not talking to the camera, and talking to himself, and it's pretty good. I if I can, maybe next time I'll play the audio or something. But if I could get it from.
Oh yeah, stick it in there, Daddy. Yeah. Pound it. Oh yeah, Daddy, eat that hairy hole. Oh yeah, I just got my ass bleached for you. Eat it, eat it.
No. I just got my ass bleached. That's good. That's a good one.
Woof, yeah. I'm tit pig. Oh yeah. Yeah, take it. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it'll bleach it for you. Yeah. It's so clean now. But yeah, anyway. I'm not saying anyone's doing any anal bleaching, but I just—it's a recommended video that I'm saying. Go get Bears of Venice. Okay, God, where did we come from? Okay. Let's go. Let's now go to what is it? Is it Ray? What? What is it?
What?
Oh, anyway.
What? Where are we going?
Oh, we're going to.
Oh,
the,
we got to talk.
Talk about what?
Going to Obama.
Oh yeah, Obama. Yeah, tomorrow.
Obama.
Yeah, we're going to be recording this
tomorrow's
on
inaugural. I wonder if he got anal bleached for the inauguration.
An Obama inauguration anal bleaching. Mm-hmm. We can do that. Okay, so tomorrow Obama is going to be inaugurated, and I guess it's an historic event that a black president's going to be our president here in the U.S. But you know.
He's not black. He's mulatto.
He's mulatto.
Like what's her name says on Sorted Lives, he's mulatto.
Oh, okay. He's half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah. So there's this the Reverend Warren who's going to be doing the inaugural.
The right Reverend Warren.
Yeah. The inaugural prayer for him, and the people are really protesting about having him doing the inaugural prayer and stuff like that. So I don't know. I've seen videos of him. He's kind of a bear, but he's a prick. I've read some of the stuff that he said before, but I don't know. What do you think of that? That you know of. Obama
it's Obama's pastor.
Him.
I mean, I think that's his choice. You know, I mean,
it's not like he's going to make decisions for him, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, and like I said earlier, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, even though we don't agree with them all the time. It's a free country; they can have their own opinion. If they don't like gays, well, and they're religious, right? Well, screw them. But you know,
but as long as they do the job, right? They're going to do the job.
As long as they do the job, that's right. So, and Obama himself said like he didn't believe in gay marriage, but. You know, so, and then this guy's very, very outspoken about it. So, but, you know, there's regardless of who, you know, Billy Graham's dead, so you can't have the, you know, the great mediator there. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
But,
in any case, tomorrow, congratulations to Obama and Biden, I guess, because they're going to be leading our country.
Yes.
People are.
That's right. Please quickly do something about the mortgage industry. We need a bailout. I need a bailout.
You need a bailout.
Oh, speaking of bailouts.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Larry Flint?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Not Larry Flick. Larry Flint.
Not Larry Flick.
Don't get the Flint.
Larry Flint.
Yeah, don't get Larry Flick. Don't get them mixed up. And I'm trying to think who's the other one that went to Congress to ask for a bailout of the porn industry because they are, well, they're one of the biggest industries in the U.S., United States, but because they're like 45% off their sales because of the economy. So they've lost almost half of their sales and stuff, which is highly encouraging for me, let me tell you. So
really,
so hopefully Obama will get the economy going again
by bailing out the porn industry.
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe. So. How about the bear porn industry? But, you know, it's kind of funny. We talked about, people have been talking about that a couple of weeks ago. And don't you think the online stuff like XTube or PornTube or YouPorn or ChubSpot, the ones that have these online videos, online flash videos, for free, most of them, they don't you think that's going to kill the porn industry?
I don't think so, because there are a lot of good-looking guys out there that do amateur stuff like that.
It's really amateur, but, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's only so many bad webcam videos you can look at of some guy jacking off or somebody having anal sex and you're not seeing the full body and all that stuff. So, you know, it's something people will still spend money on because, I mean, it's such a big industry. I mean, everybody, you know, and it's something that's personal that people can do in their own privacy of their own home. So, you know.
Well, you can go online also and do the privacy of your home or in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I would think that you have you're not worried about that because you're doing the film thingy. So
yeah. So I think the industry will come back. So, and I think there's room for both of it. I mean,
okay.
Because amateur stuff's amateur stuff, and then you get your good quality stuff, and then I fall somewhere in between.
So. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk about that more when it really comes into. It materializes soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to. Well, we've been here for about 40 minutes now, and I want to talk about some of the videos I posted. I hope you've downloaded it already, Ray. I posted the videos from Bigger Manila. The chub group in the Philippines. You'll see some chasers and some chubs. They don't like being called bears. Some do, I guess, but they're more comfortable being called chubs. So there are chubs and chasers there in the Philippines. And at long last, I was able to put them all online. And you can go to bearpodcast.com, everyone listening out there. You can download the video there, or you can download it via iTunes. And you can put it in your iPod. You can see how the Filipino chubs are. It's kind of rare to see Filipino chubs, actually, but that's interesting. Okay, so yeah, check it out, bearpodcast.com. Go download the Bigger Manila Chub Group in the Philippines vlog, whatever I do. Okay, one thing I haven't done, Ray, I keep forgetting, is to register for TBRU.
Oh, I need to do that too.
We need to do that.
Not only do I need to register, I need to reserve the hotel room because Carl's supposed to be coming out to that. I meant to talk to him about that today. So,
okay.
That finalized.
Yeah, I think I'll do this after the podcast. I have to register, and like what Max said, the president of the Dallas Bears, he said that there's four steps. I think you have to do. You have to sign up, pay, and fill up some forms, and then reserve the room after registration because they want to make sure that you reserve the room if you're a paying attendee of TBRU.
Yeah.
So,
which
makes sense, of course. We'll do that. Put that after the podcast. But anyway, okay. We've been long. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to send your comments about the show, about anyone out there who had anal bleaching, tell us about it.
Right.
And if you have any more advice for Ray, you can email us. You can email me at nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes. Or you can also call the voicemail line
at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, call us, and we'd like to hear from you, and we'll play it in the show. And visit the website, the official website, www.bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes, and go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. Also, we are on iPhone. If you have an iPhone, bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And something new, guys. Actually, I've had it for a while, and you can already contact us through Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, it's been... I've had the Twitter for a long time, but I never really posted it. But now, you know, you can friend the Twitter. So twitter.com/bearpodcast. Also, we're also a group also on Facebook. Might as well join in the bandwagon. People are having Facebook pages. So, yes, we have a Facebook page. Go to there's a link on the website. Go to bearpodcast.com. There are links on the left. You'll see Twitter and Facebook links. You can friend us there and join the group. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And Ray, okay, so what are you going to do this week, the rest of the week, besides work?
I start school. I start school tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. Film school.
So,
oh, my God.
That's right. So, mm-hmm. And then, you know, HCC Wednesday night, and then bowling Friday night, and then probably Underworld Saturday night. And so.
Yeah. You know. Oh, which reminds me, this coming Friday, Ed from the Dildo Shop in New Orleans, he's going to be.
Ed.
Yeah, he's going to be coming over, so we might show him around. Maybe, yeah, he's going to be in a conference here in Houston, so he wants to stay in our place, and you guys may get to see him on Friday. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.